Okay, today we're going to talk about the most interesting part of a discussion of paradise. We're going to talk about the women of paradise, the servants of paradise, etc. But what I'm going to do is save the hurin for tomorrow, because we're going to cover a lot of hadiths about the hurin. And a lot of women have questions about them. As I told you guys before, we got some women who are so uneducated about Islam that they are actually going around asking their husbands to swear oaths on the Quran that they will not marry a hurin, which is nonsense. So I'm going to really try to save that for tomorrow. But today what we're going to do is talk a little bit more about some of the descriptions of paradise, the servants of the people of paradise, and we're going to talk about some of the things that the people of paradise will do. Because that was another question. What would the people in paradise do? How would they spend their time? Would they spend their time praying? A lot of people think that all the people of paradise will do is pray all day and all night. Okay? So we're going to cover that today, inshallah. Okay, first of all, Allah has told us in many verses of the Quran, and we talked about this in detail last week, he told us that the people of paradise will live in palaces. Palaces. And the people of paradise will have gardens. Gardens to sit in and recline. And they will recline in beautiful couches of beautiful colors. And they will sleep in high, they will rest in high beds. Remember, there is no sleep in paradise. There is no sleep. But they will have beds whose interiors are lined with silk brocade. These beds are not for sleeping in, but they will be for reclining in and relaxing in. Also, Allah tells us in many verses that there will be cushions and beautiful carpets for the people to walk on. For example, Allah says in the interpretation of the meaning, there will be thrones raised high and cups set at hand and cushions set in rows and rich carpets all spread out. And in another verse of the interpretation of the meaning, Allah says that the people of paradise will recline on thrones arranged in ranks, and we shall marry them to the huris with wide lovely eyes. In another ayat of the interpretation of the meaning, Allah says a multitude of those foremost will be from the first generations who embraced Islam, and a few of the foremost will be from the latter generations. And they will sit on thrones woven with gold and precious stones. And they will recline there face to face. So here we can see these are just some of the many beautiful verses of the Quran that tells you, that gives you an idea of what the lifestyle will be like for those in paradise. You're going to live in a palace. You will sit outside on thrones. You'll have gardens with rivers flowing through it. Fruit trees of every kind. You will be reclining on the most beautiful, lavishing furnishings you could even imagine. Also, Allah tells us in the interpretation of the meaning, and we shall remove from their breasts any lurking sense of injury. They will all be like brothers, joyfully facing each other on thrones of dignity. So again, there will be no jealousy, no envy. You will be reclining on your throne and you will look at your brother across the way and you will say, "Assalamu alaikum. What's up, dude?" You'll look across the way and see your brother or sister in Islam and you will smile and say, "Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. I'm fine. Hey, how's your husband today?" Okay, and there will be no jealousy, no envy, no backbiting, no slander, or any of that. Also, in addition to living in palaces and sitting on thrones and gardens with rivers flowing underneath, Allah tells us that the people of paradise will be served by boys whom Allah will create to serve them. And these little boys will be the most beautiful little boys ever. Allah says, in the interpretation of the meaning, they will be served by immortal boys with cups and jugs and a glass from the flowing wine. So as you're sitting there on your throne, reclining in this beautiful, peaceful, blissful garden, little boys will come by and fill your cups with wine. Remember, there is no thirst, no hunger, no fullness. Everything, eating and drinking is a luxury. So you'll be sitting there waving, "Hey, Sister Amina, what's up? Hey, Layla, how you doing? Oh, hold on for a minute. Here comes my servant. Yes, thank you." And you'll be sipping your wine out of beautiful gold goblets. Okay? Now again, I want to talk about the little boys. The boys of eternal youth. They will go around serving the people of paradise. These are little boys who will always remain young. They will never grow old. They will never grow up. They'll remain unchanging. It is also said that they will wear earrings. They will have earrings in their ear to emphasize their youth, because this is a thing appropriate for young people. Okay? Now, a lot of people, believe it or not, there are some scholars out there who try to say that these little boys of paradise are the children who died before the age of puberty. Again, this is not correct, because Allah has defined them as being not of this world. They are immortal. That means they are not of this world. And they will never grow old. Remember, the Prophet has told us that anyone from this world who enters into paradise will be the age of 33. The children who died before puberty will enter into paradise in perfect form, like all the other people of paradise, and they will be in the form of Adam alayhi salam, which is 60 cubits tall. So if you had a newborn baby that died in this world, it's going to be 60 cubits tall. It'll be the age 33 in paradise. It'll be grown. So the little boys that will be your servant in paradise, these are immortal youths that Allah created just for paradise. They will never grow old. They will always remain youthful little boys, and their job will be to do nothing but pass the cup around to you. So thus we can see that a lot of the time spent in paradise will be enjoying the pleasures of it. Reclining on thrones, sipping wine, drinking from the rivers of paradise, eating the birds of paradise, and also you will converse with your neighbors. And we're going to talk about that now. First of all, there is a marketplace in paradise, and all the people of paradise will gather together every Friday at this marketplace. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about this in the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in paradise there is a market to which the people will come every Friday. Then a wind will come from the north and blow on their faces and clothes. And this wind will increase their beauty. The people will then return back home to their wives, who will have also increased in beauty. And their wives will say to them, "By Allah, you are even more beautiful now than you were when you left." And the man will say, "And you too, by Allah, you have increased in beauty since I left as well." So thus we can see that there is a gathering, a place to gather in paradise. The people will all come together on Friday, once a week. And they will meet there, and this wind will come and blow across them and make them even more beautiful than they were the day before. In addition to meeting at the marketplace, the people of paradise will also visit one another. They will visit one another in delightful gatherings, and they will remember their lives in this world. And this is a question that somebody emailed me the other day, and I told them to wait till the class today for me to answer it. And so, yes, you will remember the life of this world. And the proof of this is Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation of the meaning, and we shall remove from their hearts any lurking sense of injury, and they will be like brothers facing each other on thrones of dignity. And some of them draw near to others, questioning each other, saying, remember when we used to be afraid with our families of the punishment of Allah. But Allah has been gracious to us and has saved us from the torment of the fire. We used to ask Allah to help us. Verily, Allah is all merciful. And that's the 52nd surah of the Quran. And that's the evidence that, yes, the people of the paradise will reflect on their days of here. For example, you can be sitting on your throne, drinking your wine, and say, for example, Sister Amina comes to visit. As-salamu alaykum, Layla. Wa alaykum salam, Amina. Here, sit down. Take a seat here by my beautiful spring of honey and wine. Sister Layla, remember how it was so hard for us before? Remember how I used to come to the website telling you how I had a hard time maintaining my iman? You know, I had all the kafir people trying to get me to not fear Allah. And we'll laugh. Yes, I remember that, girl. Yes. Well, alhamdulillah, look at us now, sipping this wine. No worries in the world. Okay, so to answer that question, yes, you will reflect back and remember your lives in this world. And you will think of your life in this world and say, wow, look how Allah has blessed us for being obedient to Him and believing in Him. Paradise is a place that we cannot imagine. We hear all these beautiful verses and it just makes us long for it. But despite the fact that Allah has so much in store for us in paradise, can you believe it that there will be some people of paradise who want more, who will make the strangest wishes? And Allah will grant them those wishes. So even though Allah has all this in store for you, you're going to still want more because that's part of human nature. And the Prophet ﷺ told us about this in this beautiful Sahih Hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, a man from the people of paradise will ask his Lord for permission to grow things. Allah will say to him, do you not have what you want? Are there not enough, any type of fruit tree you want? Isn't it here? The man will say, yes, but I like to plant. I used to love to grow things. So Allah will give him the ability to sow the seeds. And in the blinking of an eye, the plant will grow and its fruit will ripen and become like mountains. And Allah will say to the man, here's what you wanted. O son of Adam, nothing ever satisfies you. And the man will say, by Allah, you won't find him except... And the Prophet ﷺ said, by Allah, you won't find except that this man is from the Quraysh or the Ansar, because they're the ones who used to love to grow things. So this just shows, yes, even though Allah has given us all these bountiful things, the fruit trees you can imagine and palaces and gold and silver and all of this, there will still be some people wanting more because this is part of human nature and Allah will give you your wish. And this is why Some of us ask the question, for example, including myself. I asked this question to Shag Atley. I said, Shag Atley, I love my cats. He knows I love my two cats. I said, and I would love to have my two cats with me in paradise. Do you think Allah would give me my two cats in paradise? And when I asked Shag Atley this, he laughed and he told me of this hadith. He said, Layla, let me tell you what the Prophet said. That no matter what Allah does, the son of Adam will always want more. And he told me this hadith. So he said, Inshallah, Layla, yes, you have your two crazy cats with you in paradise. Because Allah will grant us the wishes, some of the strangest wishes that we may have. Okay? In addition to having a life of splendor such as this, also in paradise with you will be your wives from this world. Your wives from this world. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, and they shall enter into gardens, they and those who act righteously from amongst their fathers and their wives and their offspring. They and their wives will be in pleasant shade, reclining on thrones. Enter paradise, you and your wives, in happiness. So yes, for those men who had righteous wives, who believed in Allah and feared Him and fulfilled their obligations, for those women who are fortunate enough to enter into paradise, they will be reunited with their husband. So for all of you women here, if you enter into paradise, you will be with your husband. And now, this brings us to a big question. This brings us to a big question that a lot of people ask. And there are several different opinions on this, and I'm going to give you all three opinions. A lot of people ask the question, why come you guys can't hear? Can you guys hear? Can you guys hear? Okay. A lot of people ask the question, well, what happens to a woman? Say you are a woman like me who's been married more than one time. Say you've had two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or however many husbands. Which husband will you be with in paradise? Well, there are several different opinions on this. I'm going to give you the opinion that is the answer that is given here in this book. The majority of the scholars say that a woman will be with her last husband. A lot of the scholars say that she will be with her last husband. And they base it on the fact that when Muawiyah proposed to Adarda, she refused to marry him. And she told him, the reason why I am refusing to marry you is because I heard Abu Darda say that he heard the Prophet say that a woman will be with the last of her husbands in paradise. Now this hadith, its chain of narrations are trustworthy, but there is one person in that chain whose biography is unknown. But despite the fact of that, they still say that this hadith is sahih, because it also has two other hadiths to support it. For example, there's another hadith, whereas Asma, who was the daughter of Abu Bakr, she was married to Azubair, who was very mean towards her. She went to her father, and she complained about him to her father, and he told her, oh, my daughter, have patience. For if a woman has a righteous husband, and he dies, and she does not remarry after his death, they will be reunited in paradise. Then there's another hadith that states that a man came to Hudayfa and said to his wife, If you want to be my wife in paradise, do not remarry after I die. For the women of paradise, in paradise, will be with the last of her husbands on earth. So those two other weak hadiths support the other one, which makes it sahih. And you have to understand the science of hadith, understand what I'm saying, which I know many of you probably don't understand. But anyway, that's why the majority of the scholars have that opinion, based on those three hadiths. However, there is another opinion, which is the opinion that the scholars of this website support, such as Sheikh Morsi. Sheikh Atlee supports the first opinion. Sheikh Morsi supports this opinion, that a woman will be allowed to choose. That's the second opinion. That a woman, that when asked, what husband will a woman be with who had more than one husband? The second opinion, and this is also supported by Sheikh Uthaymeen, is that she will be allowed to choose which husband she wants to be with. That's the second opinion that some of the scholars have, and that opinion is shared by Sheikh Uthaymeen and also Sheikh Morsi of our website. Sheikh Atlee supports the other opinion, which is shared by Sheikh Bin Baz and Elbani, which is you'll be with the last husband. Then there is another opinion by the scholars. They say that a woman who's been married more than once, she will be with the most righteous of all the other husbands. So say if you had two husbands, whichever husband is the most righteous, that's the one you're going to be with. So those are the three different opinions that the scholars have on this. Again, the majority say that you'll be with the last husband you had in this life. Okay, and that opinion is supported by Sheikh Atlee and also Sheikh Imam Ibrahim. But then there's a second opinion that states that you, a woman, be allowed to choose which husband. That's the opinion shared by Sheikh Morsi and myself. I support that opinion too. I go with that too, because a member of Allah says paradise is a place where he gives you whatever you want. So to me, it only makes sense that you'll be allowed to choose which one you want. If I had 10 husbands, I can pick. I want to be with Sheikh Atlee if that's who I want to be with. Okay? So I support that opinion too. Then the third opinion is that the most righteous man, and I don't know anybody who supports that here at our website, but those are the three opinions on who a woman would be with if she had more than one husband. Okay, so thus I want to stop right here for today, because the next chapter of this book goes into talking about the Hurin. And I know we're going to have a lot of questions about them, so I'm going to save that for tomorrow. We're going to cover all that there is to know about them, what the Quran and the Sunnah says about them, and I know you're going to have a lot of questions about them. So basically, we're going to stop right here. You want to remember that the people of paradise will converse with each other. They will spend a lot of their time relaxing and enjoying the bounties that Allah has given them. They will also visit with each other. Visit with each other and talk with each other. And talk about the life they had in this, compare what they have now in paradise with what they had in this world. They will also meet together once a week at a marketplace. Okay? And also, you want to remember that a man will enter into paradise with any of the wives he had in this world who make it there as well. And if a woman has had more than one husband, you got three opinions. The most common one is she'll be with her last husband. The second one is that she'll be allowed to choose which husband. And the third one is that the most righteous man will be the husband for her. So those are things you want to remember. Brother Servant, this book was emailed out to everybody here. I just sent it out an email again 2 days ago. So you should have it if you're on the email list. Because so many people are new and keep asking about this book, I just sent it on Thursday. And this book is a book written by Dr. Umar Solomon L. Ashkar. He translated it into English. Okay? This is a book entitled Paradise and Hell. That's the name of the book. Paradise and Hell. It's just that simple. That's the name. Paradise and Hell from the Quran and the Sunnah. Okay, are any okay? We're going to stop right here. Are there any other questions? If there's any questions, inshallah, I'll go ahead and ask them.